It's unclear whether Tasmania still has a forestry peace deal. The incoming Liberal government has met timber industry groups today to discuss its plan to rip up the forest agreement. The industry groups emerged from the meeting talking about life after the peace deal. But the environmental movement's refusing to accept the industry's statement that the forest agreement is now irrelevant under the new government. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Well, Hodgman hasn't officially taken charge of the state, but Mr. Hodgman's already meeting the timber industry. They're discussing his party's plans to rip up the Tasmanian Forest Agreement.
It has not delivered on many of the key things that were promised. The peace in our forest, that myth, has not been delivered, and indeed, it doesn't guarantee FSC certification either.
Environment groups and the forestry union negotiated the agreement with the timber industry, but Mr. Hodgman didn't invite them to today's meeting.
Our plan does not involve appeasing environmental groups who will never be happy. We say enough of Tasmania's locked up.
More than 500,000 hectares of trees were protected under the Forest Peace Deal. But Mr. Hodgman has confirmed that the Liberals intend to get rid of those reserves.
I can indicate that the preliminary advice is that we will need to introduce legislation. I hasten to add also, though, that with the new government not yet officially sworn in or formed, that is, of course, indeed will be a matter for Cabinet.
The Chief Executive of the Timber Industries Association of Tasmania, Terry Edwards, has spent the past 3 years negotiating the forest agreement with environmental groups.
We've always supported the TFA as a way forward. However, as I said a moment ago, we now have an elected Liberal majority government that has a mandate to implement its policy. We have an obligation to work with the government of the day.
Mr. Edwards is talking to the new government about the impact of tearing up the agreement.
There are elements of that agreement that are still very, very important to the future viability and prosperity of the industry and our access to markets. I've placed those before Mr. Hodgman and his team this morning, and I will continue to do so. It's about making sure we cover off on outcomes and elements that arise from the TFA. The TFA itself is no longer relevant because we have a government that was elected to tear it up.
We fundamentally disagree with Terry in statements that the TFA is irrelevant.
That's Vicar Bailey from the Wilderness Society. He spent more than 3 years negotiating the deal with Terry Edwards and the other signatories to the Tasmanian Forest Agreement.
If Terry is going to walk away from that agreement, if he is no longer committed to that agreement, then he needs to formally notify other signatories that that is the case so everybody can consider their options.
One of the outcomes of the forest agreement has been environmentalists like Mr. Bailey helping the timber industry get buyers for their wood in Japan. But Mr. Bailey has said in the past that will stop if the agreement's ripped up. Terry Edwards says the Liberals have assured him they have a plan about the markets.
We have received a number of very positive statements today from the incoming government that they have a plan as to how they intend to deal with market issues, and we're leaving that with the government at this stage, but we will certainly engage with them and give them the benefit of our ideas. But at the end of the day, it's an issue that the government needs to take control of, as it does others.
Terry Edwards from the Forest Industries Association of Tasmania, ending Felicity Ogilvie's report.